speaker is Jean-Michel Blain. We talk about guidelines for bibliographical citations in Latin.
So, that's a speech about interactions between word processor and bibliography processor.
For example, BibTeX
or LaTeX.
In the first part, I will explain precisely the reasons of the speech, and then I will give an overview of citation schemes in bibliography management. Some advice I got from rich experience. What I think about modern bibliography styles and multilingualism for the future. In fact, if we consider LaTeX and LaTeX, it has been developed in order to be adaptable. For example, if you want to draw a horizontal line between two paragraphs, you can write this command, provided that your text is 160 millimeter long, wide. But better is to use the command column width, that is, this text will be adaptable even the layout of your text changes. In addition, if you use a two-column style, this command will also work. The question is, what to do about bibliographies? Is there some general guidelines? And in fact, if you read some chapters of the LaTeX Companion, you can find some indication, but not really a synthesis. That is, you will read, if you want to do that, use this package on your own, but not a real overview. And the second point is more subjective. I helped many end users to finalize some works in my job or elsewhere. And among those experiences, two cases were important for me. The first, an issue who defended a PhD thesis in medicine. In medicine, bibliographies are usually unsorted. It's very strange, but in France, that's usual. Unsorted means the bibliography is not sorted with respect to alphabetical order of author names, but item appears in the bibliography in the same order as in the document's body. And the problem was, he composed his bibliography from many sources. More destroyers. Some works have had several versions. For example, he cited a work in a draft state, and the same work has been published in a review, but was retitled. So, that was a nightmare. The solution was to use an alphabetical bibliography style in order to sort the bibliography, collapse multiple occurrences with the same work, and then yank the unsorted style for the final version. And the second point was a posthumous book. from my family in law. She defended a PhD in musicology, and after her defense, she died accidentally. And her father told me to collect some unpublished works and to assemble them in a homogeneous book. The problem, the parts, that is, the bodies of those different works were quite finished. That is, just some typographic questions, except for the bibliography. That is, mention to bibliographical references were obliged. She published sometimes in numbered bibliographies, that is 1, 2, 3, 4 in the references section, sometimes in footnotes, for example, this was the case for her PhD. And the difficulty was impossible to ask her for what he would have liked. So now let's give a look about citation schemes. In LaTeX, the default is number only. That is, references are numbered sequentially by natural number. More and more, some other use overdate. That is, most of references are identified by author name and year, and publications year. If it's not the case, that is, if there is several works by the same author for the same year, the year is suffixed by ABC. To do that in LaTeX, you can use a package NetBib by Patrick Daly and some suitable styles of BibTeX, that is, plain NAT, unsorted NAT. That works fine. A first scheme is author number, that is, a bibliographical reference is identified by the author name, except for multiple work by the same author, in which case they are numbered. Presently, no style of BibTeX doesn't put that into action. You can approach that by using NetBib with numbers. That allows you to globally number the references and get some citation in other data. That's somewhat hybrid, but that works. And a fourth possible scheme is called short title. That is the first time a bibliographic reference appears in extenso, and subsequent times in an abridged form, most often by an abridged title. This term, short title, from my point of view, is not very suitable because the title is not used always. For example, if a work is given by his author, sometimes only the author is used. In LaTeX, you can use this scheme with JavaBib offset camel. At each time, that is a bibliography style for BibTeX and a package for LaTeX. And some questions of style. For example, look at this sentence. France is known as. That's very, very debatable. Some people told you that this is bad style because you should be able to understand the sentence if the reference is removed. The solution is to give the title in extenso. Why not? That is a redundancy. If the title should be fixed, it should be fixed in the bibliography database file and in the text. When I told you about the PhD in medicine with bibliographical references that had been retitled, this style was used in this work. So I had to collapse some multiple occurrences of the same references, and also to be sure that the suitable title was given this way. So it would be very interesting for LaTeX to access the title of a work in this style. A second point of view. How to put this sentence in short title scheme? If you use short title in text, you will get an enormous reference. If you use it as a footnote, it's impossible. You can change this sentence into the same sentence with short title scheme with references as footnotes. That is, there is an interaction between citation scheme and style. Another example. His sentence. Let's rewrite it using not numbers but alpha labels. That is author name followed by years. Here also there is some redundancy with author name. In author that scheme, you can bolt out the author name at the second occurrence. That is that. But strange, the year is repeated. If you use NetBib, proceed this way. That is, cite P for a complete reference, cite year for the year only without delimiters, cite year par for a year given when the author name is known, and cite author for the author name. That is, there is a better interaction between the output of BibTeX and what is needed in, by LaTeX about bibliographical entries. So, my point of view. Try to avoid unstarted bibliography styles as far as possible. For short works, you can use them, but for long works, that's a nightmare. Especially if you want to interact them with author that scheme, that is extremely difficult to detect ambiguities or clashes. A number is better, but quite obscure. And the second point of view is use short title scheme only if you are sure to deal with the right package. Let's be precise. I'm not saying don't use the short title scheme. I know that this is deeply used in humanities, in musicology. But what I'm saying, the package, putting it into action in LaTeX, are similar but different That is, some functionalities belong to Jarabib, but not to Camel or other. And the commands for interface are different, are pairwise different. So, you will difficultly switch from a package to another if you miss something when you choose. If you want to use this scheme, be sure that the package Camel, Jarabib, or OPSIP precisely meets your needs. If you want to switch from a scheme to another, for example, when I prepare the posthume book, that was my plan, that is to defer the choice of a scheme at the last moment, that is when I finished the first pass about questions of time. The best method is to use non-bib, possibly with numbers. For example, if you consider this sentence, if you directly cite the year, use cite year, the author, cite author, and for the end of a citation, there are two cases. If you are using number only system with the number option of a NatBib package, use the command cite p. If you want to use pure author depth scheme, use cite year par, that is the year between delimiters. You can easily put this scheme in action with this command. Ideally, each value of a BibTeX entry should be accessible from the text written in LaTeX. That is, modern bibliographical references produced by a word processor should be marked up. That's quite the case, for example, for the Jarabib bibliography style. Look there. You can recognize the optional argument of the bibitem command, that is an enormous structure retaining author name, year, some interesting information for formatting or for some special processing, and the last five lines are to format dynamically the reference in the bibliography. You can notice that the first name of the author can be given in extenso or abbreviated. It is Robinson, Kenneth, or K period. That is, in fact, Jarabib, the bibliography style Jarabib, prépare the reference in order for LaTeX to give the right command to format them. That is quite close to the callback system in a programming. Another close system is given in context. The BIM module generates this structure that has to be formatted by bibliography. You can look that A is for author information. Y, when you use author that scheme. N, when you use number only scheme. And S, for short key. That is, all the schemes are planned when BIB generates this output from a bibliography database file. Now, the interaction between
Such output on LaTeX is done, but only very partially. For example, it's difficult to put down the title only, as I showed you earlier. The only way to do that is to use sheet title only, provided you use the JavaBib package. In other systems, it's not possible. As another example, if the e information is suffixed because there are several works the same year, the suffix is not dropped out. For example, here, the e information will be suffixed by B. Even you call site year or site year par bibliograph commands. So, good. What is sure is many progress has been made about layout of bibliography as reference section given at the end of a document. Mentioning well features have to be introduced too. For example, NetBib connects with and multiple authors, even in a text in Italian. So, translating keywords is needed. Another problem is the right hyphenation pattern. That's accurate if you insert a title, but if you insert an author name, it's the same. That's done, but partially, by the JavaBib package. In fact, it is the same point, that is, much work and references look for a final section. There remains a lot to do about exported text within the text body. Personally, I developed MLBibTeX, which is a implementation BibTeX with multilingual features. Presently, it works on Linux, and I'm studying automatic installations for other systems, that is Windows and Mac OS X. The first version includes a multilingual version of the bibliography styles usable with NetBib. It will cause the package itself to be extended in order to play with information about foreign words for inserted text. Not done yet, but for the styles with JavaBib package, the package itself probably won't have to be extended. The problem is there should be a change because JavaBib and MLBibTeX both use a field language, but conventions are different. So that's a trick to work around. I'm studying that. I think a better interaction with structure retaining bibliographical information and LaTeX is related to programming. That is, structure for a programming language would be accurate. So, I will spend some time next year to try to do that with LuaTeX. LuaTeX is a tech engine system with some fragment written using the Lua programming language. So, grazie, grazie per vostre attenzione. Ah, I don't have the right accent in Italian.
Ringraziare tutti i relatori della giornata.